Hello.
Good morning, Rodney. It's Laura with Local Splash about the Google listing. How are you?
Doing fine, Laura. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Did I get you at a good time?
Well, somewhat. I did want to talk to my rep at Angie's List to see how they got me positioned as to what job here I'm actually taking. So I wanted to make sure that Google is in alignment with that. And I have had a chance to call Seth. Oh, can you access that?
Yeah, I can actually. It'll be on their website. Let me see. Give me a second. So what they have you under is, we have remodels, roofing, build an addition for business. They put deck or porch, build or replace, deck or porch, repair, asphalt shingle roof repair, and asphalt shingle roof install.
Okay, perfect. Now, is there any way that you, so I'm ready for us to proceed, but is there a way that you could email me that? Or I'm going to have to try to write it down.
I can actually just send you over the link to your page, and you can see it on their website. So it's actually really easy.
Okay, because I hadn't even installed the app yet. That's how busy I've been. To take a little mini trip before the holiday.
I completely understand. That's okay. I just sent you over the link. All you have to do is click on the link, and it'll tell you in service details what they have you listed for. Is that what you want us to list you for as well?
Yes, because I didn't want it to be something different because I got licensed to do certain thing and certain thing I don't. So that's why I wanted to make sure you perfectly align that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and
that's
I've
fine.
Already discussed that with Angie's List. Now, the other thing is, once we handle what we need to handle, when will I be on that page? Because I don't want to be – I wanted to really start just around the 5th, but I don't know because I was getting ready to take a little mini trip.
Yeah. So it's not a flip of a switch and it starts working right away. So we do want to get on it because I did put pause to reserve your spot on Friday. The pause does get lifted today. But it's your ads on Facebook, those are going to take 7 to 14 days. And then the first page placement for each keyword, you're looking at a max of 30 to 45 days. So it is going to take time for us in the background to do everything for you.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know if it was a flip or a switch, not, you know, next 5 minutes after I'm off the phone, we get called.
We are all good. We are all good. So let me make sure I have your information correct as well. Rodney, I have your last name as Wood. Is that correct? W-O-O-D?
Yes. No, it's correct.
All right, perfect. And I have your email address. This phone number that we're speaking on, is it the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Well, I prefer that they call me on the Detroit number.
Okay. What number is that?
Okay, that's 313-815-1364.
I'm going to repeat that. 313-815-1364.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, company name, I have it as the letter R and then Wood Enterprises. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, the address that I show on your Angie's is the 870 Seward Street, and that's number B2 in Detroit, Michigan, and that's 48202?
Yes, that's correct. Now, people won't be coming to that address. That's just an address for you to listen at, right?
Correct. Is it a physical address or is it a P.O. box?
No, it's a physical address. I have a P.O. box, but I just need to make sure people won't be popping up there.
No. What we're going to do is hide your address on your Google business profile, so you don't have to worry about
that. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Not right now, but In maybe about 30, 45 days, I will.
Okay, that's fine. We can always add it in the future. That's
okay.
Not a big deal. Now, for the services that you offer, do you want to add anything else other than what you already have on Angie?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window as well. I have some availability today, but I also have tomorrow and Wednesday. When works best for you?
Wednesday a.m., Wednesday p.m. Midday Wednesday won't be good.
Okay. The earliest that I have on Wednesday is going to be from 10 to 11 your time.
That'll work.
Okay. Perfect. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for Facebook, do you have a Facebook page or should we make one for you?
I would prefer if you could make one for me, and what would that cost?
It doesn't cost anything extra. It's included.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Now, I can also include a free website. Would you like one?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm dying for free.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, and then for service area, I have about 50 miles radius. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's bring that down, because the way Detroit is laid out. So,
okay.
You can just about get anywhere in Detroit in 20 to 30 minutes, believe it or not. So can we make that like 30, 35 miles?
Yeah. Yes, I'll do a 35-mile radius.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
Okay, we open from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then on the weekends, do you want to show closed?
Definitely on Sundays. And well, you can show us from 8 to noon on Saturday.
Okay, 8 to noon Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then Sunday closed.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And does it show Radney Wood, or is there a middle initial?
I don't have a middle initial. Hold on, let me get the card. I don't have a middle initial.
Yeah, no worries.
So many of us, my parents laying out of names. They's like, hey. Just
My husband doesn't have a middle name either. I always thought it was so weird. Everybody that I know has middle names.
Yeah, so it just have my name, Radney Wood, then it has R. Wood Enterprises, LLC. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And is there, let me take a look here. Is the billing address the same as the 870, the Seward Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
This is a Visa. And it's a U.S. bank. It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm assuming it starts with the number 4 then, right? Typically, that's what Visas start with.
That is correct. And I wanted to ask you something about those fees. I know you was going to give me a special, a $99 introductory.
Mm-hmm.
But each month, is it $250 or $290? What is it each month?
Yeah. So I'm actually going to do the voice verification before we charge your card. But with your discount, you're looking at $249 a month. You have a one-time setup fee of $99. Mm-hmm. So today what's going to be charged is going to be $348, and then after that just $249 every month on the 24th. So you're not going to be charged again until July.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Perfect, perfect. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4798-5317. 2362-1162.
One second. Did you say 2362?
Yes.
Okay. No, you're good. I misheard you. That's why. Okay. What's after that?
1167.
Perfect. And then when does the card expire?
1028.
And the security code?
140.
Perfect. Now, we're going to set up a security code or a security question that's going to be every time that we call you, we're going to ask you this so you know it's us calling you. So you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer, of course. So it's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, that's going to be my first pet name, which was Scotty.
Scotty? Ah, oh, that's cute. Okay, Scotty, perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. And if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me so I can explain it for you. And you're going to get everything through text and through email before we get off the line as well. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
R. Wood Enterprises, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Radney Wood, President Owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number that is our office line. Did I send that text message to you yet or not yet?
I can do it. I don't know.
Let me just resend it to you. I'm going to resend it. So you'll have, that's going to be our office line. Just make sure you save it in your contacts so you know that it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. But the only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due. Sorry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was, and you answered it as I was about to ask you, so I'm good.
Okay, good. Yeah, and it's easy. If you ever do need to cancel, just please call our office line, or you can call me directly as well so we can cancel that for you. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Now, I do have a question, Laura.
Of course, yes.
I think I explained. If I didn't, I think I explained the rules. But I came to Detroit on the cancer treatment. So
yes, I remember.
So if I have to ever like pause, is that possible? That's not like
of course.
Treatment. Okay, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah. So what it's called is a seasonal pause. So a lot of our clients, their business, they basically shut down in the wintertime. Or, for example, with you, if you have a health issue or you need to take a pause, all you need to do is call us. It's the same thing. Call us 3 days before your billing. We can put it on pause. We don't charge you, and you can just call us when you're ready to start it up. We don't charge you another setup fee or nothing along those lines. Just communicate with us.
Perfect.
Okay. So you're going to receive automated text messages. You're also, let me send you a YouTube video. You know what? I think I got something wrong because it's telling me that I got something wrong in the card. Let me. Expiration is October of 2028. Is that correct?
No. 12/28.
Okay. That's probably what I got wrong. Let me see. All right. Let's do that. Okay. And there we go. That was what I got wrong. Now, I'm going to send you a text message as well, which is going to have a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. Now, I do want to go over the terms and conditions before we get off the line as well, so you can see all everything that we went over in writing as well. Now, let me send that over to you there. Okay, sending that. And also, so you know, Rodney, you're going to receive probably a few emails and text messages. It might all seem a little confusing because it's a lot of information. We're going to go over everything on Wednesday with you, okay? So don't get overwhelmed.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I know it can get a little confusing, a lot of information. So that's why we do your onboarding call. Okay, let me just make sure that you get, let's see. Sometimes it takes a couple of minutes for them to be sent out.
I just got it.
Oh, perfect. So let me see if that link was sent. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a link right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not that. Okay, there we go. Okay, I just sent you a link. If you can open that up for me, please.
Okay, all right. Let me do that now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they see my truck, everybody running to it. These are my workers. Let me see here.
We're pretty much, we have just about 2 more minutes, so don't you worry. We're almost done here. I know you're a busy man.
Okay, so 1 second. Let me go back. Okay, thank you for choosing Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice email. That's not the link.
That is the link, but I did send you another link as well. It's the same exact link. It's easier for you to click on it. It says my.localsplash.com/terms/, and then it has your phone number. And when you open it, it says Local/Terms of Experience.
Okay, I got it now.
Perfect. So this is basically letting you know what we're going to do, which is that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it. We'll do a website for you, run Facebook ads. It goes over what we charge you, what we will charge you. It also goes over that seasonal hold that I told you that we don't charge you. Just call us, you know, before your billing is due so we can pause that, how you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can please click on those 2 boxes and then type in your name the way that it looks with the capital R and W. And then if you click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay, I see it now. All right. My name, not my business name.
Correct. Your name.
Okay. Okay. Now, done that. Now, what else do I do? Let me see. I feel like I need to scroll down and do something.
You might have to turn your phone on the side so you can see the confirm button. I've had a couple clients that have that same issue.
Yeah, I'm believing that's what I got to do. Let's see. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, now, let me, now, I just did it. Okay, now, confirm signature, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, now I got to set up a username and password.
Actually, what that's going to be is your dashboard. So your username is going to be your phone number, but your password, let me see if it already got sent out to you because that's what's going to be your dashboard. Okay, yes. So are you in there right now? Type in for the username, put in your phone number, please.
Okay. The phone and number which I'm looking to receive calls on.
But the phone number
on,
that works.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's the one that we're speaking on right now, the one that ends in 3552.
Right, I'm glad I asked that. You know.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
Okay, I just did that.
Okay, and then the password is I'm going to spell it out to you. F as in Frank.
Okay, I'm going to need to write this so I remember it.
It's actually in a text message that was already sent to you. It was sent to you a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So what's the password?
The password, and all of this is lowercase, so F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, and then the word success. It's all one word.
Wait a minute. I've got to get on the right line.
Mm-hmm. I can retell it to you, too.
Okay, so it's F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Boy?
Correct. And then success, which is S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
And it said invalid credential. Let me go back over. Maybe I've typed something wrong here.
Okay.
Okay. Did you say two C's? Yeah, you did.
Yes, it's hold on. It's Fab Success. So it's S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Yeah, but why did it keep coming? Let's see. Okay, you see it lowercase. F-A-B-S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep coming back invalid credentials, please try again.
Okay. I'm not sure what is going on. Can you verify, though, that you received the text message? Because right there it should it should have got to your phone about 3 minutes ago. And it says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And it has your username and it shows your password.
Okay. Let's see here. One second here.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Okay. Okay, what a key in there. I don't see that text you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, you said, yeah.
I'm going to resend it to you right now. I'm just going to copy and paste it. Okay. I just sent it to you again. You should be receiving it via text message. Uh-huh. It says, local splash, and then it says welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard.
Okay, F-A-B-S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Well, that what you sent me according to this mm-hmm. text is correct, so I don't get it. But let me go back. Let's see.
Okay.
What is it?
I know sometimes when you start typing something in, it'll automatically capitalize the first letter. Maybe that's happening. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to start it over. I'm going to put in. Let me see. Four. So that's correct. Now,
if this time that you try, if it's still not going through, I'm going to send a message to my. Oh, good.
We're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days. That's what it says.
Yes. So that's going to be your dashboard. You're going to be able to track your progress on there.
Okay.
We're going to start working on everything so you'll see. Okay. Now you can start uploading pictures there if you'd like. If not, like I said, I mean, I know it's a lot of information and I'm sure you're busy, so we can just wait till your onboarding call as well if that's easier for you, okay?
That's easier. Now, let me ask you about these pictures. These pictures, are they going to be before and after shots of work?
That's completely up to you. So you can add what, I mean, I would recommend before
and after.
Like a logo? Yes, you can also add a logo, whatever you want to promote that you want us to put on our website, on your Google business profile, you're going to want to upload those pictures. So if you, yes. So if you don't have any pictures though, we also do have stock photos and we can use those if you'd like. But if you do have pictures, I mean, we always recommend use pictures of your work because that's what people are going to look at. You know, people are going to want to see that.
Absolutely. Okay, so I got those pictures. So I may need help uploading them, but I have the pictures.
Okay. Yeah, if you have issues uploading it or whatever the case is, just wait until you're onboarding on Wednesday. You can just email them over to us. It might be easier for you, but we can take care of all of that for you, okay?
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Now, Rodney, do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
No, I'm pleased with all the information you provided. Now, that doesn't mean like I'm sending the guy to Andrew, that don't mean now if I get off the phone tomorrow, I won't think of a question, but I can wait to Wednesday.
Well, if you do, even if you have another question today, I sent you a text that has my office line and my direct extension. You can contact me at any time. Leave me a voicemail if I don't answer, and I'll give you a call right back. Okay?
Okay. Perfect, Laura.
All right, Rodney. Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. It really has been. I'm looking forward to speaking with you here shortly as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Rodney. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye now.
Thanks. Bye.